Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. You may download his free book at strawmanstory.info. It's 1,147 pages. It's how many years would you? Well, you really can't put a time on it because it. You've been learning these things from the moment. Well, you said 9/11. You've been looking at things differently.
Full time since I quit the radio show, which was I don't know, a couple years ago. I've been in this damn basement doing this this research and just contemplation. It was more than that, though, because eventually, as I put my full efforts into it, I started actually, you know, I was having insomnia. I wasn't able to sleep because I was getting answers to questions I hadn't asked for. And I, my mind wouldn't stop. My mind would just kept going and going and going. I couldn't sleep. And I started, you know, words, because half of this is understanding what words mean. You take these words apart, you realize, holy crap, that's very scary. And so I'm taking words apart, you know, even in my sleep, waking up, having these revelations, having to go down and write about it. That was my life for a couple of years. And finally that stopped. And I'm able to sleep again because I feel like I got to the point where I sort of mastered the subject in a way that not so much that I know the whole law, or no one can ever know the whole language or the whole law, but that I can recognize what is real and what is fiction. And that is the real litmus test for the natural law. What is real and what is fiction? Okay, if you are putting your love, your belief, into fiction over reality, if you put your faith in a name over the reality, the substance that name represents, then you have fallen into the trap. You're in the matrix. You're literally believing in a lie. And at the point where you begin to recognize what is self-evident, what is real as opposed to what is fiction, that's the point where you win. That's the point where you get to where I am, where you're like screaming at the top of your lungs for people to wake the hell up, because you're all worshiping corporations. You're all you don't know it, but you have chosen, you have elected false gods, and that's an amazing understanding that doesn't come easy. I started my book out with a quote about how difficult it is to receive knowledge of that in a truly spiritual way. It's so difficult because you have to give up everything. You have to lose your ego. And that's what the Bible is about. It's about losing that ego. Stop saying, I am Clint Richardson. Stop saying, I am this, I am that. The Bible says never, never say that you're something that you are not. Well, there is no such thing as a doctor except as a fictional title in the legal realm. This is so important to understand because once you accept the name, the title, the number, the benefits, the Social Security, everything, then you're under the false law because these things don't actually exist. What are you insured in? You're insured in money. What is money? Money is debt or evidence of debt. You don't have any real insurance, and you were warned about that, both in the Bible and by the Founding Fathers. Never give up security. Never give up liberty for security. Social Security, for God's sake. It's right there in the title.
Sure.
And now Social Security is in 150 countries. And it's going to be in every country because the whole plan right now is to give everybody a person, a straw man. It's to register or tax everybody.
Right.
That's the point.
Right. Oh, my gosh. So yes.
What is atheism? Now that you know the definition or the intent of the meaning of the word God as used as the highest sense, atheism is that which is opposed to that, or I don't believe or love that, right? Okay, let's break it down. How do you completely demolish atheism? Well, if God is existence, right? God is everything that is in self-existent. Is all of nature, is all of the universe, as one being or one essence, however you can look at it. It is eternal, and it will go on with or without us, right? Whether Earth survives or doesn't survive, all of the universe is still going to be there, and that is essentially God, and we are a part of that, right? Everything that is not man-made is God, okay? So that's self-evident existence. You can't deny it. You can't, I mean, you can, but it becomes ridiculous once you kind of see what self-evidence really is. So, okay, atheism is literally defined as the non-belief in the existence of God. The non-belief in the existence of God. What did I just tell you that God means? Existence.
Right.
Atheism is the non-belief in the existence of existence. Let me say that again. Atheism is the non-belief existence of existence. Exactly. How can it be? It's because we're so dumbed down that we didn't even bother to check what the word God means before we said, oh, no, I'm an atheist. That cancels out atheism. Atheism is a non sequitur. It's a non-starter. It means nothing. And what it turns out to be is just another trick. You could say it's a trick of the devil, right? That's that which is adversarial to God, or i.e.
sure.
nature existence. You could just say it's simply a way to sell nihilism, anarchy, lawlessness to people by
sure.
saying it's cool to be an atheist. You don't believe in God. Come on. But wait a minute. That means I don't even believe that I exist.
Right.
And haven't you found, Deanna, lately that everybody's talking, you know, there's the flat earth meme, there's the holographic universe meme, there's the multidimensional, you know, physics and all these, everything, all the memes today, all the new religion is basically nihilism, non-existence, as opposed to what religion is supposed to be, or i.e. the law is supposed to be, which is the protection of existence. At, you know, you go to a campground, you're supposed to leave the campground in better shape than you found it. It's just the natural law. That's just the natural law. Extend that out into the entire earth, the entire population, the way we treat each other. I'm going to leave you in a better shape than I met you, or vice versa. Because guess what? The law is the law. The natural law says no man should be wealthy until all other men are wealthy. That's just another way of saying that there is no wealth. That wealth can only exist with purposefully intended poverty, which means you're sitting back all nice and comfortable while people are sleeping out in the streets.
Which right? is really bad. I mean, yes.
Right, because, and why? Because we don't have, see, charity is, again, love is a verb. Charity is a verb. It's an action. It's something that's happening right now. We don't do charity because the legal version of charity is what? An artificial person, an association or a corporation. We give them money as if that's going to solve anything. They invest that money and maybe spend a little bit. You know, here's a blanket to hope you stay warm. And what's the point of charity? What's the point of the church giving charity? Is it to better people's lives, or is it to keep them in a state where they're still able to be taxed, still able to be controlled in poverty? Because, you know, my opinion is the church's version of charity is simply to keep people in poverty.
Right. Or to keep the money coming in. When
because none of us are self-responsible. None of us are being responsible following the law and picking everybody else up, making them more wealthy and better than us. If everybody was doing that, well, then, hey, there'd be really no problems. There would be no homelessness. There would be no – I mean, that's the thing. We've all become so irresponsible because, hey, I can just give money to a charity. I don't have to do charity myself.
Oh.
That's not what the Bible says. That is not what the Bible says to do. The Bible doesn't say to give money to a church. Why would the Bible – Christ, well, I want you to imagine this, Deanna. Imagine if Christ went into a Vatican bank. No, he went in. He overturned the money changers' tables, right?
Right. In the
don't do commerce in the temple, right? So imagine he went into the Vatican bank.
Oh my goodness!
Right. Imagine if Jesus Christ, as portrayed in the Bible, of the figurative, you know, metaphoric version of Christ. Imagine if he appeared in one of our churches today. Let's say it's the corner church, maybe a Baptist, whatever. What would happen? Well, he's in a robe. He's been wearing that robe for a few days, and there was no deodorant back then. There was, you know, you probably stank, and he's got you know, that musk, and the clothes are dirty, and he looks probably like a bum compared to our standards today.
He'd be arrested.
Right, he comes in, he's like, I got the word of God, man. He'd be thrown in an insane asylum, or at least kicked out of the church as a homeless bum.
Sure.
That's how far we have fallen, right? Because we are looking at, we'd be looking at that person, and I say person instead of man, because we're not looking at the man. We're not listening to the man. We're looking at his persona, his fiction, his, what is our, what is his reputation? What is his appearance, right? We're ignoring the man and the needs of the man, and we're saying, oh, he's not one of us. He's, oh, no, no. Because we're not acting at all in Christ. We're not following the law of the Bible, the natural law. We're not doing it. Otherwise, we'd welcome him. You know, Christ friends were always like the homeless and the lepers, right? So right. Welcome him, and we'd lift him up. We'd feed him. I mean, what we do is ridiculous, and we all know it.
The lepers and those individuals were his friends because he befriended them. He went to them.
Exactly. What do? We sit in our homes and watch TV about them.
Right.
Oh, gosh, I'm going to donate $2 a month. I'm going to get a folder in the mail that probably is fake about how much this child is.
Are you going to donate a bunch of money and they're going to make a shopping center, a big six-acre shopping center?
The definition of charity in the legal realm is a corporation. The definition of charity in reality, or in the spiritual sense, is love. It is showing your love. It is showing your ability, your responsibility to make sure that every man is wealthier than you and healthier than you. If everybody was doing that instead of competing, which is what we're taught to do, well then, I mean, I don't know if you can imagine what life would be in that case, but it would be beautiful.
Sure.
You know, so you said, what can we do, right?
Yes.
All these scripted radio shows always go, hey, the problem is this. Oh, my goodness. Well, what is the solution? The solution is to buy my products and do that. No, I'm not here. I'm not here to sell you anything. You take my book for free. You don't have to ever give me anything. I'm not. That's not why I'm in this. I'm in this to find those of you out there that are listening who recognize what I'm saying is true and self-evident, who actually want to learn the law. There's a point where you're going to have to make a choice, because like I said, the whole goal right now is to identify legally and assign a social security number, International Social Security Administration of the United Nations, through the World Bank, to every man on earth. That is the biblical mark. They say the mark of the beast. Well, you got to understand, yes, that's not what the Bible means. There is not a Antichrist character. There's not one man that's going to become the Antichrist. The Bible says there will be so many Antichrists you won't know what to do with it. And again, it's referring to us. We are acting Antichrist. That just means we're not following the law of God, the law of nature. That's all it means. That's what Antichrist is. Antichrist is a word that means vicar. Anti is in replacement of, or vicar. That's why the Pope is Antichrist, the Queen is Antichrist, because they're anointed as the Christos, or the Anointed One. They anoint them in oils, they go through the ceremony, and they become a Christ-like figure. And I have all kinds of quotes in this book, especially Volume 2, that show over and over, you know, the Pope being said to be the Christ on earth. He has the power to change the law, to change the Bible, to change the word of God, right? It's very scary when yes. You realize what the Catholic Church really is, which is the universal. And I found out that any denomination you're in, if you say you're, well, think of it this way, Deanna. Most of the religions are Protestant religions, all the different variations, right?
Yes.
What is a Protestant? What is a Protestant? Anybody ever stop and say, what's a Protestant? Why are we saying it that way? First of all, it's a Protestant. I protest the church, the mother church, and so we're going to go be a part of this other Church, which is a Christian church. Well, I got some news for you, folks. Go look up the word Christian in the Bible. You're not going to find it except in three locations, and each time the word Christian is used in a bad way. It's an insult. Christ never said, be a Christian. Christ never said, worship me as God. In fact, over and over, Christ was like, man, I feel so helpless before my Father. I don't know what to do. What do I do? I'm tempted. I'm not God. But we're taught through the church to worship Christ as God, because that way we can worship the Pope as God, as Christ. You see, no one benefits from worshiping Christ as a man, as an actual living man. We're supposed to use Christ as the example to follow the law. But if Christ then becomes the Pope, well, then the Pope sets the law, and it's anti-Christ. You see, it's crazy when you start understanding how this whole system works. And it was the Pope, of course, through his bulls or his sanctums, that separated the secular law with the ecclesiastical law, so that you had, you know, church and state. You had now the ability to go against, in anarchy or lawlessness, towards the holy law, the spiritual law. You now have the secular realm where you can do anything the hell you want. You can start killing people, do crusades. As long as you have the protection of the legal realm, then the church can do anything it wants.
Sure.
Make no mistake, the church has always been the government. There's never been a separation. Separation is not an annulment, it's just a divorce.
Sure.
Yeah, they're still together. They're still incorporated together. No church exists in America without being a corporation of the state, which means they have to follow the legal law. Whole point of being a follower of Christ is to not be bound by the legal law, because it's anti-God, anti-nature, anti-natural law. You give up all rights to be a citizen of the United States. So you start realizing all this stuff, Deanna. And this is what my book explains, not because it's my opinion, because I've documented in triplicate all of this stuff I'm saying. I don't want people to be adversarial to what I'm saying. I want you to be contrary, because you're supposed to be contrary. It's how you're trained. You realize that public school is to make you public-minded instead of private or separate from all this, these lies, this fiction, right? It's to keep you in that legal matrix, that artificial womb, that's called in the in that one document. I can't remember the name, but yeah, it's I'm passionate because I found the truth. I found the self-evident truth that cannot be denied. And I still look at all my compadres in the so-called truth movement who talk about nothing but lies that are confirmed as truths, which is the entirety of the legal structure, all the money, everything in legal realm is a lie that is legalized into or licensed into a truth. And the word, and that means, of course, truth. When you say legally something is true, in nature it's a lie. You see, and everybody's stuck still arguing and debating over what is the correct form of the lie.
Right.
And it's getting out of hand.
Sure. Oh, goodness.
Okay, so I never got to the explanation of what a straw man is.
You kind of did. You talked about the wall. And
it's a legitimate term. That's why I wanted to say. So, just to go through the dictionary, most of this is a bunch of different dictionaries, Black's Law, different editions, Webster's, etc. But so we'll start with a dummy. and remember, we're all dummies. A dummy is one who holds legal title for another, or a straw man.
Alrighty, we're going to a quick break. We'll be right back. And maybe we'll take some calls. Okay, be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson, and you may download the book at strawmanstory.info. Clint, we do have a couple calls here.
Great. The only thing I guess I want to say is when you get down to the nitty-gritty of this, you realize that there's two forms of existence. There's the real existence, obviously, self-existence, nature, you and me, without any names, titles, etc. And then there's artifice, artificial, you know, the quote-unquote legal matrix where everything is recreated, resourced, put, and we're all become human capital. So the question, and the strangest part about the Bible is that everybody talks about this too. It's one of the reasons people don't like about the Bible is that it talks about death. Everybody's being put to death, 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 and people are rising from the grave like it's a freaking zombie apocalypse, right? Lazarus, sure. Jesus, everybody's coming back from the dead. But how is that possible? Well, that's not referencing your real life. That's referencing your straw man. That's referencing your status in society. You see. Sure. You have to crucify that. You literally have to die or let your straw man die, which is called a civil death, in order to enjoy a spiritual life. Civil death destroys spiritual life, just as spiritual life destroys civil life. So when you're acting in this fiction, you are experiencing civil life, but you're also experiencing spiritual death. And so the concept of death is purely metaphoric, and in the end of this book, or the end of this chapter, yeah, it's actually at the end of the book, I highly recommend at least everybody read the last 30 or 40 pages, the epilogue, because it's going to show you that all this sovereignty, land patent stuff is all false. But it specifically talks about the execution of the contract of citizenship. We have to die. I mean, literally, we have to be born again into nature alone, get rid of all the fiction. That is the notion of legal death, execution of contract, quit claim. You literally have to opt out of that system in order to be free from its law. But in order to do that, the only way the state is going to recognize you is if you live a monastic life, a life under the law that you follow religiously, because it's always going to come back. The Jew, the attorney, the devil is always going to come back and want to put you into a contract. And the only way the devils, which is another word for attorney, the only way they can control you, okay, in Scotland, an attorney is called a devil or a devil master, depending on his status. That's official. It's right out of their law books. And deviling is actually in the dictionary. You have to literally, I mean, it's what the Bible means by dying and being born again. You're killing your fiction. Your straw man must die. You must take all connection from it, and that means solution or end of contract. That is where you start to have the spiritual life, but only if you follow the law. The second you sign a contract, the second you respect that fiction again, you're right back in it.
Right.
That's why you must.
They make it seem like a benefit for you to be in their system.
Well, it is a benefit if your intent is to break the natural law.
Right.
It's protecting you. It's if your intent is to be in the old law and ignore the new law, the Christ, well, then yeah, it is a benefit because you don't have to be responsible for yourself. You can take insurance. You can do all these different things. You can pay for your crimes, or you can spend time in jail for your crimes. Either way, you're paying because time is money.
Sure.
Right? So you're going into pricelessness, timelessness. No history out there. There's no history in nature. How would you record history if nothing has a name? How would you? I mean, it's this beautiful concept of being born again, and all that means is to go be childlike again, not to believe that you are something you're not, not to respect all these flattering titles and personhood and all this fiction. Get it out of your head. That's what the Bible is about. This is why I say it's not religion; it's law. It's that's what natural law is to go back to your source. Don't have any fictions. Don't have any artificial things, because if you have something that is artificial, that means you are property of another. And you're law.
All righty. We're going to a quick break, and when we come back, we'll take your phone calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Clint Richardson, and you may download the book at strawmanstory.info. Clint, shall we take some phone calls? We've got some people
wondering. Certainly, I'm sure I've pissed some people off, so let's have it.
Oh, I don't think so. Okay, let's take Alan in Texas. Alan, welcome to the program.
Yeah, Clint, you have not ticked me off in the least. All I can say is, wow. I mean, I don't know if I'm Clint Richardson or Alan right now. I mean, because, you know, this is what crawls around in my head, you know. I grew up my whole life, and like I said, I've been outdoors my whole life, you know, and always had this connectedness with nature. It's, you know, I've always felt it more at peace and actually, you know, more a part of life, if you want to call it that. You know, when I'm out amongst, I guess you want to call it the animals of this world, you know, supposedly the non-thinking beings that we're all surrounded with, you know. I've always you kind of made me realize it. I've never really looked at it as, you know, as I am, but more like it is. You know, it's
well, you know, Alan, this is why they call it a vacation. This is why people just go out of their way to get away from the city, go into nature, and take a vacation. Why do they call it a vacation? Because you're literally vacating yourself from the legal system and going to a place where you're literally not there anymore. You've gone to what, for all intents and purposes, is the definition of utopia. Utopia is defined as the middle of nowhere. Why is it utopia? Because it's untouched by man's designs. That is the beauty of nature, or i.e. God, because you can commune with it without anything, any distractions of man's designs. It's a beautiful thing when you realize that. And like I said, it changes the whole Bible. You suddenly realize the Bible's telling you, come back to me. Come back to God. Come back to nature. Come back to reality. Stop participating in all these fictions and lies. It's beautiful.
Exactly. You know, I could tell you stories, you know, about things that I've seen in nature that just, you know, just awed me. You know, I mean, see, you know, 11 degrees, I'm sitting up in the Ozark Mountains, you know, bear hunting. And I don't know if it was because of the warmth of my butt on the ground or what, you know, but there's all of a sudden this star-nosed mole crawls up between my legs, up out of the ground between my legs, you know, and I've got heavy gloves on, so I pick him up. And I'm going, wow, you know, just looking at him, and he's crawling around, and without killing him, I can't hold him tight enough, you know, to keep him from crawling through my hands. And I look at him for a little bit, and I set him back down on the ground, and he goes back down in, and he's gone, you know. Just the wonder, you know, that's out there. You know, just a connect. I do feel a connectedness with it, you know.
Sure.
And it's what you're saying is just. I miss you being on the air. You know, I loved listening to you when you're on, and I'm going to have to get your book somehow. I've purposely kept myself out of the matrix that is the internet and the computerized world. You know, I know that makes me a Luddite to a point, but you know, I love technology, but I want the technology that's withholding from us that would make us freer, you know, be able to have, you know, our own free energy so you could heat and cool yourself and cook your meals and whatever, you know, without having to be a slave.
I'd be glad to send you, like, anybody that doesn't have the means, that, like me, I don't really like reading things off the computer. Anybody that doesn't have the means, if I finally get this book printed, I'm having little issues with that, but I'll be glad to send it to you for free. I can do that because I'm asking other people who can afford it, you know, for a donation in exchange for a free copy of the book. So I mean, I'll send it for free. This needs to get out, is what I'm saying. Take it free. You know, I'll gladly send it to wherever you want me to send it, as long as you embrace it and use it and start acting according to it, not just take it in and just watch the world go to hell. When you know you can be doing something about it.
I'm fairly active. And I don't have a whole lot of people with friends that I guess you call them human beings. I don't know. I don't even see them as the same species most of the time. But I talk to anyone and everyone I come in contact with, and I'm basically a kind of a pariah in my community, because even those who say that they're awake don't like hearing the real stuff, because I've kind of immersed myself into this, you know, and I've kind of, you know, not saying that I've totally figured it out. I don't think anyone really has, but I've done a lot more, you know, in-depth, you know, introspective study than a lot of people I know, and I'm almost pariah amongst the people who call themselves patriots.
Right. You got to realize everybody, almost everybody I talk to says the same thing. See, this is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the like-minded. I'm looking for those who want to eventually escape this thing.
Sure.
So that we can all actually, you know, protect each other while we're trying to live under this, you know, true law, if you will. I don't know how that's going to happen. I understand that it's a monastic life. I don't know if that means it has to be a monastery or not, but I do understand that's the only thing that the law actually recognizes as being protected while still being an outlaw, not following the legal law, but following God's law. And I look forward to that. But I tell you, everybody has the same problem that you do, which is trying to talk to people, and I hope that this book will give you the vocabulary, the understanding, and then as a tool you can, you know, just give it to people, pass it on. I hold no, you know, copy. It's never for sale. It's always free. I hold no copyright. Just get it the hell out there.
Sure.
Okay. What you've been doing today is kind of what I like to call pulling the pin and swallowing a grenade, and your information just splats, but your information seems to splat a lot more comprehensive than mine tends to most of the time. I'll leave you with one little kind of comical little chuckle. I've got a young cousin who's getting ready to take his bar exam, and I've been talking to him the whole time about, you know, what he's getting into. And I said, you know, I told him, you know, look up what an attorney is, And he got on and on his little rectangle and he Wikipedia'd up. And, you know, an attorney, you know, basically one who changes his liege depending on who's paying him. And he said, oh, can also mean a scrotum shield. And I said, oh, you might not have, should have told me that one.
Okay. Well, thanks, Alan. Take care. Okay, let's go to Fred in Iowa. Fred, welcome.
Fred, do you remember me?
Yes, Fred.
I could never forget a voice like yours, Fred.
Exactly.
How you doing?
Okay, I'm doing well, and I know that I cannot take up a lot of time. I don't know if you recall, about 2 weeks before you left RBN, and I called in, and you had one time told me never to call your show again. We tangled again. Actually, the number is up to 4 now that people have said this to me. I've always got one, we'll see whether I want to or not. But our conversation was...
Well, you know what, Fred? Let me interrupt you right there, because you see, since then I've learned that the only real way that any of this can change is total forgiveness. I don't care how many crimes you've committed. I don't care if you're a senator, a congressman, or the president. We have to forgive everything, because the second that we... Well, we got to put that guy in prison. Well, we're invoking the legal system then. We have to get out of it. We have to forgive. So, hey, I forgive you, and I hope you forgive me.
Well said, and I do, and I accept your forgiveness. You know I can't eat up a lot of time. I'm 80 years old now, and I'm a little bit slower, you know. But if you recall, I haven't built my boat or my yacht yet to sail around the world. And when I told you about that, you said that you would like to come with me.
That's so funny you say that.
The offer still is, if I ever build a boat, the offer is still there. Now, I told you I wanted to be the oldest man to build his own boat that sailed around the world nonstop, single-handed, and made the best time. Well, then I also said that was for ego and pride. But I would rather make a leisurely cruise with you, and then we could debate, argue, talk. And if we didn't kill each other at sea, because you have to be at sea, especially if
you're... If you ever accomplish that, I will at least sign on for a couple weeks of journeying anyway. So, hey, absolutely.
I'm going to drop a website on you, and then I'm going to drop a bombshell on you.
Well,
okay, the website,
we're running out of time. So.
Okay, the website is Theism and Atheism. Theism and Atheism. And I'll spell the author's name. Sabot, it's S-U-B-O-D-H, Pandit, P-A-N-D-I-T. You got it?
Okay,
now, I in all truth and sincerity, I'm going to drop the bombshell on you, Clint. I would leave my number with the board off if you cared for it. But anyhow, then this is love. And, you know, I have affection. I have feeling for you. But here's the bombshell I'm going to drop on you, my friend. And I hope you remain my friend. I strongly suggest that nobody read your book, even if it's free. Because any Christian that is weak in the faith, it's going to carry them the wrong way.
Well, Fred, I think I recommend that you read the book first before you go recommending not to read the book to anybody else. So anyway, thanks for phoning in. But we do need to move on. So let's go to Rob in Chicago. Rob?
Hello, Deanna and Clint, and that was a good suggestion, Deanna. Somebody should read, review, or get the information so they start suggesting one or another what to do with it.
Well, let me just, in response to that, and again, I don't get angry with people anymore for these kind of things. It's a worthless endeavor. I start the book, actually, by saying this is an equal opportunity offender. It's going to offend everyone. Because why? Because if you're living in all in a lie, including calling yourself a Christian but not following the law of Christ, as he set out in the Bible, the law of God, well, then you're basically lying to yourself. You're carrying a flattering legal title that was created by Caesar, and you're going to a corporation giving it money. You're not a Christian. You're not a true follower of Christ, so quit calling yourself that. If that offends you, because it is the truth, and anybody with a half a brain can see that it is the truth, well, it is absolutely. This book is offensive to anybody who is living in a lie, because the truth will always be offensive to anybody that's lying. Anyway, sorry, go ahead. Oh, do we have a bad connection?
Rob, are you still there?
Well, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, you're breaking up a little.
Hold on one second.
He's gone.
Did we lose Rob? Oh, okay. Let's go to Wes.
Yeah. Thank you, Dan and Deanna, and wow, this is quite a work. Thank you, Clint Richardson, for the work you've done. I've been on to the Geneva Bible thinking it might be a little bit different. It was issued in 1560, and I guess King James did not like it. Neither did Queen Mary of England, who put like 250 Protestants to, burn at the stake. That's why they went to Geneva. But from what I understand, this Geneva Bible really inspired the documents of America, the Declaration of Independence and Constitution. Of course, you cast a different light on it, but I guess what I was calling for to ask you was the Geneva Bible of 1560 maybe a little better than the King James of 1611?
The reason I tell you to go with the King James again is because it's law. It's the one you're going to swear on. It's very important to understand that, but I caveat that by saying I don't care what Bible you read, as long as you're doing your due diligence, realizing that the English language is a language that causes you not to understand the Bible. Go back to the Romantic languages, the Latin, the Greek, the Chaldean, the Hebrew that is in the Strong's Concordance and all those different lexicons. Easton's Bible Dictionary, even Webster's 1828 Dictionary is my favorite dictionary because it explains words both legally and religiously and commonly. You must do the due diligence to discover what every single word in the Bible actually refers to in its original intent. English is always going to cause you to think the wrong thought or to, and that's purposeful. So I say lightly that it doesn't matter which Bible, as long as you're going back and seeing what the original meaning of the word. So whether you're reading the Geneva, the 1611, the Companion Bible, there's all kinds of Bibles. Some of them have great, footnotes and stuff. Get them all, because you're actually going to, you're going to want to compare so that you can see which authors are trying to deceive you. And make no mistake, the King James Bible is deceitful, but you've got to understand one thing, my friend, and that is, in order for them to get you into their system, you have to voluntarily leave the natural law, which is the Bible. The Bible is the foundation of the common law. It's called the unwritten law, and all the maxims of law come from that are foundational. But once you leave that, once you respect persons, including the state, any corporation, any municipal corporation, whatever, as soon as you start respecting things that are against the Bible and you contract with anything, then you have left. So you see, what I'm trying to say is they give you the Bible because they have to tell you the truth. It's up to you to discover what that truth is by translating that and understanding the intent of the words. It's up to you to do that. There is no excuse before law or God for you not to do that. And now that you have the truth, you have the law, and you break it, you are voluntarily abandoning God, if you will, nature, and you're entering into the legal realm and a different law. You're volunteering. I don't care what anybody out there tells you, all the anarchists, being a citizen is a voluntary act. And that's the point. It has to be voluntary. They have to give you the truth.
Okay, gentlemen, excuse me, we're going to a quick three-minute break. Thanks for your phone call, Wes. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. One may download his free book, and I recommend that you download it and actually read it at strawmanstory.info. And it looks like we have one more caller, so let's take Tom in Utah, but we'll have to make it really quick. Tom?
Yeah, I apologize. I tuned in late. Is this author, is he close to Utah?
He's in Utah.
Around, but not in, however you say it, yeah.
Anyway, I apologize. I didn't get to hear the whole discussion, but I made a friendship with a Hugh Nibley as well as a, I think, an R.H. Charles who did work on the pseudepigrapha. So I'm curious, if you have a moment, I'd love to see what your thoughts are on both of those gentlemen's work as well as what we dug into is in my issue.
I've not read their work per se, but I will say one thing that I find really interesting is that there's no original Bible. That's what's called a simulacra, a copy without an original. We have no original Bible,
right?
And I find that to be so. We always say go back to the Greek, go back to this, go back to that. Unfortunately, there's nothing really to go back to as an original. But I do know what you're referring to, and I wanted to say one last thing. The meaning, and again, people are going to say, oh, that's blasphemous, because you just haven't read the Bible. You haven't looked at, right, done your due diligence. The notion of the return of Christ is one of the most important concepts in the Bible. There's all kinds of returning gods. You've got Aquarius, you've got the Pisces, you've got all the signs of the zodiac. They're going to return. They're gods, and they're going to return according to the old religions. Big deal. Doesn't mean anything. The return of Christ is a reference to the law, the word son, the word law, and the word word. So the word of God, the law of God, and the son of God are the same thing. The only way Christ is going to return, of course the church is going to have you wait forever, the only way Christ is going to return is if you manifest Christ. Each one of us manifests Christ, meaning manifest, and as the Bible says, become the sons of God. That's not me, that's right, the Bible. We must manifest the law of nature in us. That is the return of Christ. It's not some supernatural thing that's going to happen. We must become Christ-like. We must follow the law, the Son, the Word of God. That is the return of Christ. And again, uncovering these mysteries that the church has taught really helps you be able to embrace the Bible. That is something that every one of us can actually accomplish if we put our minds, right, our hearts, our souls to it. So,
would you mind, since I've been blinded, would you mind going to my website, Gassing America? At the bottom is my phone number. When it's convenient, I would really appreciate visiting with you, because it sounds like we're walking in the same footsteps.
Gassing?
Right. Yeah, gassingamerica.com. That's an issue I've been doing battle with, but I got, like I said, I've been closely associated with some really serious and really intelligent Bible scholars, and they basically have your same sense.
All right. Well,
they read it.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Clint, thank you so much for being on the program today. Thank you for all of your hard work. It's amazing. Your book is amazing.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
All righty. Take care.
Take care, guys.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.